same time and decide to quickly catch up or meet for dinner. Sometimes it was hard. Just being together could jog memories of our most challenging days. But time soothed our wounds, as it often does, and we were left with an unbreakable connection. Nia is truly one of my dearest friends, and we understand each other in a way that is rare. There's a sisterhood between all of us girls. We can go an entire year without speaking to or seeing each other, but the moment we're together again, time stands still. Just as we took time to return to each other, we all needed time to figure out how we wanted to tell our stories. Some of us choose to share frequently. Others choose not to share at all. While we were there with each other, living the same days, we each had our own experiences. When I learned that Nia had decided not to do the reunion in 2024, I was rather surprised. But when she explained that she wanted to share her past in her own time, in her own way, I understood. I'll never fully appreciate her personal experience on the show and vice versa. But this book, Bottom of the Pyramid, is her opportunity to reclaim her story, to retell the past in her own truth, and show you all that she is who she is today through choices, not happenstance. I'll admit that reading this book was difficult at times. It reminded me of things I had long since buried or forgotten entirely. My heart broke again for the younger versions of us who endured so much. But as Nia reminds us through her story, our hardships empower us to rise. We cannot always control our circumstances, but we can control our grit. We can face each day with grace and strength, just as she demonstrates. If you were my own blood, couldn't be prouder of you, Nia. Chloe Lukasiak.
Introduction. Bottom of the Pyramid. When the producers of Dance Moms contacted me about participating in a reunion show during the spring of 2023, my immediate answer was no. I didn't even have to think about it. If I was going to share anything about my time on the show, it would be on my terms and my terms only. I had already started working on a book, and though I considered that the reunion could have been a great way to announce and promote my memoir, just the thought of being among many of my former castmates made me sick with anxiety. I didn't trust them or some of the producers. Production had 7 years to turn my narrative around and failed to do so. This was my time to put my foot down and show them they didn't own or control me. When I first finished filming Dance Moms, I wanted to write about my experience on the show. A few of the girls had already published books, so I felt the need to share my side of the story. I'm so happy I ended up waiting. I was young and angry, and I know I would have said things I'd regret. Time away from the show allowed me to reflect and gather my thoughts, but the desire to share my story never wavered. And after a few years, I began to wonder whether it was finally the right time. I had just started meeting with my book agent about figuring out the process when one of my closest friends and former Dance Moms co-star, Chloe Lukasiak, and I got together to hang out. We started talking about our time on the show, and Chloe expressed surprise that I hadn't yet shared my experience more outwardly. I told her I'd been scared of Abby for the longest time, and was also afraid of the backlash I might receive from former castmates and the network. "You should talk about it," Chloe said confidently. "People will want to hear from you." She floated the idea of sharing a video on YouTube to address everything, but I always knew my story needed more space to be told. It had to be a book. A year and a half later, I shared with Chloe that, while I wasn't doing the reunion show, I was writing my story. She was so excited for me, and I never regretted my decision not to attend. If anything, hearing some of the negative comments after the episode aired justified my concerns about participating. Moreover, I didn't want to allow others to railroad my story into the direction they saw fit. Everything was aligning, and I knew now was the time for my voice, my perspective, to take center stage. When I told my parents I was ready to write my book, the first question they asked was what the title would be. "Bottom of the Pyramid," I said. They understood how deep that title was for me, which was exactly why my dad was worried about it. He knew I had put so much work into getting people to see me as not always being at the bottom,